Coinbase wins SEC suit that exposed a secret bank crackdown. Coinbase settled its Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in late July 2026, with the agency agreeing to pay $150,000 and reform how it keeps records. CEO Brian Armstrong flagged the outcome in an August 3rd recap of the company's month, listing the case among July's wins alongside product launches. The company framed it as a court-tested victory over what it calls the government's attempt to quietly shut crypto out of the banking system. The records the SEC did not want to hand over. The lawsuit started as a document request. Coinbase asked the SEC to produce records showing how the regulator decided that securities law applied to crypto assets. The legal theory that drove more than 5 years of enforcement actions under former chair Gary Gensler. The agency resisted. Coinbase sued to force disclosure, and the settlement resolves that fight. $150,000 to Coinbase, and a commitment from the SEC to improve its record-keeping and transparency practices. The dollar figure is small for a company of Coinbase's size. The precedent is the point. A federal regulator agreeing to change how it documents and preserves its own decision-making is a rare concession, and it came out of a records dispute rather than a securities case on the merits. FDIC letters to roughly 20 banks. The more consequential disclosure sits one agency over. According to Coinbase, the litigation helped surface Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation letters sent to around 20 banks in 2022, instructing them to pause or hold off on crypto-related activity. Critics have long described this coordinated pressure as Operation Choke Point 2.0, a reference to an earlier Obama-era program that leaned on banks to drop legal but disfavored industries. Until documents like these came out, the campaign was an accusation. The letters turn it into a paper trail. Debanking is not an abstract complaint for crypto firms. Card issuers, stablecoin providers, and exchanges all depend on bank partners to move fiat, hold reserves, and clear settlements. When banks quietly back away under supervisory pressure, the effect is the same as a ban without anyone having to pass one. That is the mechanism Coinbase says the records expose. The wider legal scoreboard. The FOIA settlement was not Coinbase's only July result. A federal judge in Manhattan, U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer, dismissed much of a separate customer lawsuit that accused the exchange of selling unregistered securities. The court threw out claims tied to matched transactions, where Coinbase pairs a customer's buy order against another customer's sell order. Those trades were estimated at 99.97% of the exchange's volume, worth hundreds of billions of dollars. So the dismissal removes the bulk of the case. Taken together, the two outcomes point the same direction. The aggressive enforcement by litigation posture of the prior SEC has kept losing ground, and the record of how that posture was built is becoming public. The read for card and stablecoin users. For anyone spending crypto through a card, the banking layer is invisible until it breaks. A crypto card is only as reliable as the bank rails and card networks sitting behind the issuer. A documented debanking campaign is a reminder that regulatory risk does not always arrive as a headline rule. Sometimes it arrives as a supervisor's letter that never reaches the public. It also sharpens the case for reading custody carefully. Custodial balances at any provider can be exposed to counterparty problems if that provider loses its banking relationships, a lesson from earlier collapses. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet reduce that dependency, though they do not remove the need for a card network and a fiat off-ramp somewhere in the chain. Coinbase itself runs card and payment products in the United States, the same market where the debanking pressure landed hardest.